Now to power. The recent power challenges facing the country will see an improvement as government takes delivery of more than 5,000 barrels of light crude oil to fire the thermal plant. Speaking on Behind the News, a communication officer at the Ministry of Power, Mackintosh Isuman Edu, said the light crude oil will be used to fire the plant at the Tema enclave, but added that the measure is not a guarantee that the country is out of the power challenges. He said the ECG is not able to come out with a timetable for the recent load shedding because power generation currently is not consistent and the generation capacity keeps changing from time to time.
I can't stick my neck out and say we are out of the woods yet, but I can say within these coming days, we should see some improvement because, as you just said, we've taken delivery of about 550,000 barrels of light crude oil in Tema. Last week, we took delivery of 450,000 barrels in Takoradi for the Abuazi enclave. Now, this delivery goes to the Tema enclave, and once we have this crude here, it means the power plant in the Tema enclave, which relied solely on light crude oil that had to be shut down because there was no crude. We have to start firing and they will feed into the national grid and hopefully there will be an improvement in generation.
I mean, how will the crude oil, for instance, solve the challenges being experienced in the sector to the layman?
The crude oil is a fuel and as you say layman, is the petrol for the power plant we use. So we have two types of plants we use in Ghana now. We have plants which feed so or which is poured solely on one sort of fuel, either light crude oil or liquefied natural gas. But then at a point in time, we saw the need to convert some into combined cycle so they could feed on either crude or gas depending on its availability. So the plants which have not been converted into combined cycle yet will have to be shut down or have to go off because of unavailability of the fuel they need. And that was why some plants in the Tema enclave, which is poor solely on light crude oil, had to shut down. ECG is unable to put out a timetable. As we speak, the power we are generating maybe 3 days ago. We are not generating the same power today. It's more. So it's not been consistent.
A communication officer at the Power Ministry, Mackintosh Isuman Edu.
However, an energy expert, Kojo Opoku, believes regulators in the power sector are not telling Ghanaians the reality on the ground. He said the country is generating below the expected capacity and the ordinary Ghanaian is not being told the truth.
My sister, it's a very sad day for Ghana when you hear PROs from ministry talk like that. Very, very, very sad day for Ghana.
Why do you say that?
Because the argument he was making for why we can't have a timetable. Come on, man. Let's be realistic. What is that? You see, this is Ghana. We are discerning. People like to reduce conversation to a level they think that people don't understand it. 4 years ago, when even 200 megawatts were being shared, we had a timetable. My sister, as I speak to you, okay, the generation capacity in the country now is 1,379. Our peak demand is 1,963. And this is from the GRIDCO website. 600 megawatts difference. It has been fluctuating between 300 and 600 megawatts for the past couple of weeks. So why is he trying to now put dust in our eyes about this explanation he gave, that if there is a timetable and Canada is supposed to go off and Canada doesn't go off? Isn't it better?
Well,
so I'm supposed to go off and I don't go off. Isn't it better?
And he argues that this doomsaw is short-lived, so we should be patient.
Last week, they told us this week. This week is going worse. We're already on Wednesday going Thursday. It's worse. If you listen to Honorable Setekwe last week and the week before, they said this week it will get better. And you can see in from what he said that he alluded to the fact that we will not be out of the woods. Okay? He said that we will not be out of the woods. So what he's trying to say is that we are not going to have, which is true. But the next question also is that someone is paying for all this cost. As residential customers, yes, you are now being asked to pay 9 cents per kilowatt hour. Crude oil, burning crude oil left, right, and center is costing the country not less than 25 cents per kilowatt hour. Even more, depending on the efficiency of some of these thermal plants, crude oil, burning crude, can be as much as 30 cents. So who is paying the difference?
Well, Kojo, you've been listening to them. What do you envisage, really, are the challenges in the power sector?
What it is, my dear, is honesty in running a country. You don't run country with serious matters like power on the way it is being run. It is not done. Somebody is lying to somebody and they think that they can also lie to Ghanaians. But if you lie to me or you lie to Ghanaians, we are forever going to be in this darkness.
Energy expert Kojo Poku.